Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer. And today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, the science behind habit formation. You know that feeling when you finally crack a tough habit or establish a new one? Like, yes, I am unstoppable. But have you ever wondered what actually happens in your brain during that process? Why some habits stick like glue, while others disappear faster than your last pizza slice? Well, get ready because we're about to break it down. This isn't just some airy-fairy self-help stuff. We're talking real science, backed by research and experts. And trust me, understanding this stuff can be a total game changer. Imagine being able to consciously build habits that boost your productivity, enhance your well-being, and even unlock your full potential. That's the power we're tapping into today. So, let's get straight into it. Here are 5 key takeaways you absolutely need to know about habit formation. 1. It all starts with a cue. Think of a cue as the trigger that sets off your habit chain reaction. Ever notice how grabbing your coffee mug always makes you crave a cup of Joe? Boom, that's a cue. It could be a time of day, a specific location, or even an emotion. Recognizing your cues is the first step to mastering those habits. 2. The reward is the key. Habits are essentially driven by pleasure and reward. When you experience something enjoyable after performing a behavior, your brain says, "Hey, let's do that again." That's why rewarding yourself after completing a task or achieving a goal can be so effective. It reinforces the positive association and makes it more likely you'll repeat the behavior. 3. Repetition is the magic ingredient. Remember those old-school brain teasers? The ones that make you do a puzzle over and over until your brain starts memorizing the solution? Habits are kind of like that, except instead of solving puzzles, you're building neural pathways in your brain. The more you repeat a behavior, the stronger those connections become, and the easier it is to perform the action automatically. It's all about consistency. Think of it like exercise. The more you lift those weights, the stronger your muscles get. 4. Break down big goals. Ever attempted a huge project only to find yourself staring blankly at a mountain of work? Yikes, that's procrastination city. The key here is to break those daunting goals into smaller, manageable chunks. Think of it like climbing a staircase. You wouldn't try to tackle the entire flight all at once, right? You take it one step at a time. Same goes for habits. Start with small, achievable steps and gradually build momentum. Celebrate each milestone along the way. 5. Embrace those streaks. Ever heard the saying, "A chain is only as strong as its weakest link"? Well, it's true when it comes to habit formation too. Those streaks, they're more than just bragging rights. They're a powerful psychological tool. Think of them as little victories that keep you motivated and prevent those dreaded slip-ups. When you maintain a streak, you create positive momentum that makes it harder to break the chain. So, celebrate those streaks, guys. You deserve it. Okay, let's talk about something relatable. Imagine you're trying to start a new workout routine. You know all the benefits, feeling energized, having more strength, boosting your mood, but getting started can be tough, right? You might think, I have no time, or I'm just not motivated. But here's the thing, you don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start small. Maybe it's just a 10-minute walk 3 times a week. That's it. And guess what? If you stick with it, those small steps will eventually lead to bigger goals. You might start feeling more energized, stronger, and even find yourself wanting to work out more. The key is consistency. Every time you lace up those sneakers or hit the gym, you're reinforcing that positive behavior. And remember those streaks? Every day you work out, it adds another link to your chain. Soon enough, it'll become a habit, and you'll be rocking those workouts like a pro. So, recap time. We learned about the science behind habit formation, cues, rewards, repetition, breaking down big goals, and the power of streaks. Remember, building good habits isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently and celebrating those wins, no matter how small they seem. Now, go out there and create some amazing habits. I believe in you. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little motivation boost. See you on the next episode of Procrastination Killer. Get things done.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.